Hi, this is Delphine, author and certified teacher from Wanaji Institute. Today, let's talk about coronavirus, a topic which no one can avoid these days. On March 11th, the World Health Organization, WHO, tweeted, "We have therefore made assessment that COVID-19 can be characterized as pandemic." Back in January 2020, when news about coronavirus outbreak in Wuhan, China was released to the public, people in Chinese-speaking community became panicked. Within a week, people all over the world were talking about it. Every day on public media, social media, literally everywhere, people are spreading news about coronavirus, 1,000 times quicker than the actual virus spreading. Since early February, our parents and siblings have been trying to talk us into stocking food and daily products. They said that it is suggested by so-called authorities. When we went to local grocery stores, we noticed that household products like toilet paper and antiseptic hand soap were out of stock everywhere. This means that people are taking such authority suggestions very seriously. But we don't. You may wonder why and how we are not worried about the coronavirus. Let me explain what a virus is and how a virus works first. By definition, virus is an infective agent that typically consists of nucleic acid molecule in a protein coat. It is too small to be seen by light microscope, and it is able to multiply only within the living cells of a host. So the mission of virus, any virus including coronavirus, is to duplicate, multiply itself in order to survive. Because it needs living cells to multiply itself, its survival depends on the living host. Its mission is not to kill the host, because otherwise it cannot survive either. But you may wonder, what actually causes the death of the host? It is literally the host himself. When the host's immune system overreacts, it creates severe swelling in affected body parts, which worsen the pre-existing conditions. In coronavirus cases, people died from too much hydro drops in lungs and pre-existing conditions. You can understand hydro drops in lungs as a flooding in the lungs so that people cannot breathe and drown to death. So, what does our human state have to do with coronavirus infection? Do you know that our body's reaction is highly related to our mind? Overreaction from our body usually reflects the state of our mind. There is an old Chinese saying, 邪不干正. Literally, it means the negative could never affect the positive. The negative and the positive here doesn't mean bad or good from human's perspective. It does not tell you to think in positive way either. It does not refer to our thoughts. You see, human thoughts can be very tricky. They are mostly not in line with our true intentions. You can persuade yourself to think only positively, by which you can hypnotize yourself into everything is going to be fine, qigong can prevent infection, forming a conscious field to clean the virus, etc. Do you really believe that things will work the way you think? Actually, you know the answers deep down. Because no matter what nonsense you talk yourself into, in reality, you are still in doubt, worry, and fear. Which was exactly what that old saying described as the negative. Unfortunately, when people are in that state, things that they don't want would more likely to happen. You may wonder, how can I be in that positive state? That is what we are helping people to realize. Whenever something happens outside, this one, I mean, ourself, shall be fine inside. In that state, we will totally accept even if we are infected. Only when we 100% accept whatever is happening to us, we will be in a truly stable, relaxed, and peaceful state. That is the positive which that old Chinese saying was telling us. So what shall we do about coronavirus? Shall we be panic or shall we ignore it? No. See, we don't need to worry or fear about it. But we shouldn't be ignorant and down brave or confident about it either. We just need to be sensible to it. Take actions accordingly with caution and conscience. We know that it can spread from people to people. Therefore, we should avoid going to the crowd. Avoid traveling if possible. Wash hands often. Avoid using unclean hands to contact our noses, eyes, mouths, ears. If we got infected or feel unwell, go to the doctors to check or treat. Meanwhile, do self-isolation to prevent spreading virus to others. So, shall we continue practice? You may ask. Yes, of course, whenever your physical and mental condition allows. See, the real Qigong practice is not about strengthening our body or to stabilize our mind. This can be naturally done. Qigong practice is to make you realize the quality of a human being should have. The positive inner state is one of the qualities. Hope you enjoyed today's topic, and I hope it will inspire you to look at coronavirus in a non-discriminating way. Please leave your comment below, and please join our Facebook group and Facebook page. Follow our Instagram. You can search Wanergy and find us. I will meet you soon in the air. Till next time. Huan Yuan Ling Tong. 好了。